Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
Oh, what a beautiful morning, if you don't mind the smoke. Otherwise, it's a nice morning to be out at the Port Huron Yacht Club dockside. And as you probably know, if you follow this race, when you reach 25 races, when you complete 25 races, you become an old goat. And from the Port Huron Yacht Club, sailing aboard Freedom this year, when he makes it to Mackinac Island, Ray Templin will be an old goat. Ray, good morning.
And good morning.
Congratulations. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How'd you get into this sport?
I was kind of born into it. I've been sailing ever since the age of 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And our family comes from a long line of sailors and sailmakers, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been involved with sailing ever since I was a kid. I worked for my Uncle Skip at the sail loft, and learned a lot from that. Learned a lot. For my dad.
Yeah.
So.
I always love to ask people that participate in this race, what's it like, say, about midway through this race? What's it like when you're way out there in the middle of Lake Huron?
Sometimes when you're, if you're down below off watch, and then you're about to go on deck, mm-hmm. and you look around, especially in the morning, you go, where's land? What day is it?
Mm-hmm.
And did we get nuked?
You know, right.
I mean, it's an experience, especially when the sun is rising. It was like, it's awesome. At night, it's even better because I've seen the northern lights about 4 or 5 times when you get to the northern part of the lake, and it's kind of cool. But it's just, a lot of people go, oh, so you're sailing and then you stop. No, you sail right through the night.
Yeah.
And night sailing, I love night sailing because you see the stars, especially when the moon's out and it's over the water. And then all of a sudden you see all the boats. And then, you know, it's just awesome. And it's like, and I may sound weird, but I like it when it's out there, when it's a little rough. Because
I think a lot of people do, because that's when there's something to do, right?
Something to do. Also, when you have a storm, you got wind.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have high skies and all that, you're just sitting there looking at everybody going, where's the wind?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. And it changes. It can change on a dime. And so you may have lots of different conditions from the time that you leave here till the time they get to the island.
Oh, yeah. It's especially what happened last year. About 45 minutes into the race, we had that squall come screaming through everything, and a couple of boats lost their mast. The boat that's right over across the river from us launched one of their guys, forgot who the boat that rescued him. He ended up taking second place in a different boat.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too, is the whole scoring thing. I've never been able to wrap my head around it. But just because you get to the island first doesn't mean that you're the winner, right?
Right, because you have different ratings. You have different classes. You may be the first one there, but you owe that boat, that other boat that probably is going to finish 8 hours or 6 hours after you, you have to give them time.
Yeah.
And I've been sailing all my life. I'm still trying to figure all that out. And we're all like on our watches going, all right, we got to beam by 4 minutes.
We're talking with Ray Templin. He is sailing in his old goat year, 25 of these Mackinac races, no two of which have been the same, have they?
Oh, heck no. Nope, not at all. I mean, my first one, because I had a break in between, was in 1987. That was an intense one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year after was kind of intense, but then I think that's the year that we actually finished on Wednesday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you for not dropping out.
Ran out of food, and all we had was saltines and peanut butter. So,
pickles?
No.
Because that's what they call the last boat in, is the...
We weren't the last boat in.
Okay.
I remember being at the party and seeing the last boat coming right behind the stage.
Oh, man. That's got to be rough.
It's not rough. I mean, there's some people, if they're not doing that well, okay. Sometimes there is a fight for the pickle boat. All right? Don't put any sails up.
Right. That's fun. What's your favorite part of this whole event from boat week through the race and the end of the race?
Well, like you said, it's different every year. Mm-hmm. Back when I was younger, I loved walking up and down the docks and staying mm-hmm. on the boat. When you get older, you want your rest.
Yes.
So this year, I'm going to go to the cocktail party, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to go home and I'm going to get some rest, because I've been since I'm old goat this year. I really don't want to get super tired, and but the party will go on here.
Yes, it will.
At the club. That I've been a member for since going on 3 years now, or four years. But I've always been around the club because my Uncle Spike, who owned the loft over in Sarnia, and then my Uncle Skip, that owned the loft down in Mount Clemens. So, like I said, I come from a sailmaking family, and it's just, I don't know. Kind of lost my train of thought there.
You're going to be on the boat Freedom. What kind of chance do you think you've got in this race?
I think we got a very good chance, because what the owner said last year, that they were in the front for a while. Mm-hmm. Now it's this fine-tuning stuff during the race, main the jib, mm-hmm. because in our class, we only get like an ASIM. Mm-hmm. Also, our jib and our main, that's it. A lot of the other boats that are in the other classes, they can throw up a blooper, mm-hmm. a spinnakers,
right.
Someone's boxers, you know.
I'd love to see that. This is such a great race and such a great history, and to reach that old goat status, that's got to be a pretty good feeling.
It is. I mean, it's something that I didn't really think I was going to reach, because I raced at the from in the 80s into the 90s. And I got in a radio.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, we didn't even mention that. We were having a great conversation off the air because Ray's a radio guy, tech behind the scenes type stuff.
Yep.
And so we've
been. I set up this stuff.
Yeah, he's been checking out all the equipment here and everything. So very cool. Very cool that you get to be a sailor and participate in this race. By the way, what impact do you think that smoke's going to have? I hope that it clears up so you can have one of those nice nights where you can see some stars.
Well, when we were doing our broadcast over at the lighthouse, we mm-hmm. saw all the smoke. It's here now.
Exactly.
But it's supposed to be gone by Saturday, but not all of it.
Yeah.
It's going to affect, it's going to affect us navigation-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I encountered this 4 years ago, but we didn't see it until we were up a little bit past Oscoda and mm-hmm. all that. And this is the first time I've ever seen it down here.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. It's going to be a great race. And, again, congratulations, Ray. Great talking to you. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Ray Templin with us. His old goat year this year from the Port Huron Yacht Club. It is 19 past 8 o'clock. We've got much more coming up from the Port Huron Yacht Club on the new 105.5 WPHM.